Hi-di-ho! Oh my goodness sakes, I feel so good. I wear a seamless garment. Oh, wow. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byrley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California with instant illumination. I wear a seamless garment. Yes. You say, well, my goodness, only the Christ wore a seamless garment. Only Jesus wore a seamless garment. Nobody else in all of history is reported as wearing a seamless garment. That's right. And the Christ in me is that seamless garment. That seamless garment that lives totally, perfectly one at all times in and as my divine self. I live in the awareness of my divine self. I live in the reality of my divine self. I am my divine self. There's nothing else for me to be but my divine self. And wow, is that great and is that good and does that feel wonderful? All the time. I wear a seamless garment. The seamless garment is the garment of truth, the garment of love, unconditional love, and the garment of joy, the garment of beingness. When I live in my seamless garment, when I wear it at all times, I look out upon the world from my seamless, spiritually illumined self. And as I look out on the world from my seamless, spiritually illumined self, I see everyone seamless, everyone wearing their seamless garment. I see only seamless garments everywhere. I see seamless garments in my friends, in my relatives, in my neighbors. I see seamless garments in the newspaper, in the television. I see seamless garments wherever I look, because that's what I am. That's what I wear. And from my seamless garment, everything is good and very good. Everything is in divine order. Everything is harmonious. Everything is wonderful. And really, what else would we want? What else would we want? Everything is in divine order. Everything is perfect. Everything is pure. Everything is good. Wow. That's the way we want to be, isn't it? Everything is good. Everything is beautiful. Everything is pure. It starts with me. It starts in my consciousness. It starts in my inner self. And my seamless garment is my robe, is my beingness, is my self. My seamless garment is the consciousness through which I look at the world, the consciousness through which I live my own life, the consciousness which reflects in my body, in my affairs, in my beingness. My mind lives in this seamless robe, and so everything my mind conceives, everything my mind visualizes or imagines, even imagines, is done, and is done perfectly, is done in its ideal completion. If I have an invention, the invention is already complete, and I see it through all of its stages, through all of its steps, done right now, and I don't have to worry it through those steps, I don't have to think it through those steps, I just plant the seed, and then I see it done. You know, when we wear our seamless garment, and every one of us has one, when we wear our seamless garment, we see everything complete, whole, perfect, wonderful. If a person has a seamless garment, why would they want to be sick? Well, for us who wear our seamless garment, they're not sick. But they can play any game they want and do anything they want. How silly! Yeah, how silly. But have you ever felt sorry for yourself? How silly that is. Have you ever felt that you couldn't do something you wanted to do? How silly that is. Have you ever thought that something might be so, and then you found out later it wasn't? Or you found out later it was, and you worried about it? How silly. When you wear your seamless garment, every moment of the day, like I do, you look around you, and you see everything beautiful. You see everything in the world just as it was created to be. Just as it is. And all we have to do, if we truly have to do anything at all we may do is to open our eyes, and living in our seamless garment, we look out and we see everything wonderful and everything good and everything complete, and we are so delighted. We are so happy. You say, well, where's the adventure? Well, my dear beloved friend, you wear your seamless garment consciously for one day, and the adventures you have will far outshine any of the human adventures that you could have ever imagined for yourself. For wearing your seamless garment, the world is such a glorious place to live in. And if you want to fly, you fly. And if you want to walk, you walk. And if you want to be there, you are there. And if you want to live in the mind and body of an animal, you can do that, knowing that you can, that you're the divine, knowing that you are the allness. But if you want to just put yourself in the consciousness of an animal, you can do that. Some autistic persons have the ability to think like an animal does, and how beautiful that is. And the beautiful thing is, they can then think that they are human or divine, and they are that. You see, the ability is within us to do anything we want to do. But always we are conscious that we wear our seamless robe. Always we are conscious that everything is good and very good. And always we are conscious that we are able to move, come, go, be, whatever we choose to do at any time we choose to do it. So today, make the choice to wear your seamless garment consciously. I do. And I think it's wonderful. I love you. I love you. I love you.